WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Welcome, my friends, to the Texas Power Hour with Pastor Carolyn Sism and friends. This radio show is an outreach ministry of Eastgate Ministries in Katy, Texas. Experience the power. Experience the glory with Pastor Carolyn Sism.
I told the church, I said, I'm going to be just like Bob. I'm not something with me in New Orleans area, because I was ministering there a lot. And in one of the services in New Orleans, one of my spiritual daughters said to me one day, she said, you need to meet Dr. Gloria Hope. She's the chancellor of a Bible college, and she has her own ministry, and she's doing this and that. I wasn't interested. But I was in the service. I was in the service of church that she was attending one night. And my spiritual daughter said, that's her sitting beside me. So I looked around, but I still wasn't thinking anything about her. I glanced at her, but I still wasn't thinking anything. So we were getting ready to, there was a prophet there. And he said, the people who want to get married again, stand up. And I stood up. And when I sat back down, I said, why did I do that? I don't want to get married. But I didn't know that same day he had asked in the morning service who wanted to get married, and she stood up. My husband had been dead for 2 years. She said she'd never marry him. So we both said we'd never marry. But I had never spoken to her. So when I was getting ready to go to Belize, come to Belize, and I was coming driving to Houston, where my spiritual daughter called me that night before and said, I have Dr. Holden's number. I'd like you, want you to call and talk to her. I said, well, I will talk to her when I come back from Belize. But on my way here, I just felt strongly to call her. I was still in a great grieving state of my life. And when I talked to her, for about an hour that day on my way here. I didn't tell you all that, though. And when I got off the phone, I knew I was going to marry her. I knew I was going to marry her. And when she got off the phone, what did the Lord tell you?
You have just hung up the phone, and you were talking to your soon-to-be husband.
And I began to fall in love with her in Belize. Well, the pastor, Sandra, and my son, they went to wedding. Amen. And I tell you what, it's God's still the Lord's doing. Amen. And she's in ministry, and you know, I've had a wife that traveled with her for years. She's doing the same thing. And I just thank God for her. She's my sweetheart. I believe God's going to do something awesome in this service tonight.
Amen.
I believe the Lord is going to do something awesome in this service tonight. Amen. I don't know if you know it or not, but every one of you was sent into the earth by God to fulfill His purpose. There's purpose inside of every one of you. And we are not supposed to leave this earth until we find out what our purpose is. You can't fulfill something that you don't know you have. Talk to me somebody.
Yeah.
Once you find out what it is, then you begin to walk in it. Amen?
Yeah.
We have stepped into a season. I believe God is about to do something miraculous, and you cannot afford to miss what God is getting ready to do. Come on, Mr. Biden. You cannot afford it. Say this with me. Say, you cannot afford it. To miss what God is up to.
You are included in it.
I want you to stand on your feet and begin to praise God like this is your last time. Are
Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, ready, ready? Yeah.
Some theologians say this is a love song. Some say it's poetry.
But I can tell you what it is. It is a person speaking the voice of the Holy Spirit, God Himself. And they have had an encounter with somebody. And he has the tongue of a ready writer.
Yes.
And he said, your throne, O God, is forever and ever.
Yes.
The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
Yes.
The scepter, the authority, the dominion, yes, the power,
yes,
the sovereignty,
yes,
of your kingdom is righteousness. God did everything with types and shadows. And when we read in Psalms, he is saying what's fixing to come on the scene. He's talking about a kingdom that God is fixing to do.
Yes.
He's fixing to set it up. And this kingdom is not a kingdom that you can see and point and say, there it is. Oh, here it is. This kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness that God, through his son Jesus, will impart in our hearts.
Yes.
I want you to follow me here. Because God said that we are the kingdom.
Yes.
Hello, kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So when you entered the room, the kingdom of God entered the room.
Yes. Right.
Amen. The atmosphere,
yes,
changed, yes, because the kingdom of God entered the room.
Come on.
If the king, if the atmosphere did not change, we're going to get to one of the reasons why. And so the kingdom is to be established in us.
Yes.
The scepter, the rule of the kingdom, the domain of the kingdom, the dominion is through righteousness.
Yes.
Now, Jesus came because righteousness had to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam decided that he would go against what God had said, when he and Eve decided that we'll do our own thing, can I be real? As we have done from time to time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I like to preach where we are.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The word is the word, but it has to be revelant, revelated in and for our lives. Amen.
Amen.
I tell people all the time, I'd love to read about Daniel, but Daniel has paid his price. Right? Daniel has been in his lion den, and he's come out of the lion den, and Daniel's on resting with the Lord. Right? Now I talk about Gloria. Ah, you said, no, she did. Yes, she did. Can I be me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Follow me. God is going to show us something here about the kingdom. Let me just regress for a minute. Last year, our theme for the conference was, the glory is here. When he first told me about the latter glory, I thought he meant that we were expecting a greater glory. Well, in my time with him, he said, Gloria, don't look for a greater glory. Because the kingdom of God is always looking for something else that they already have. He said, I want you to walk in what you have. I'll add to what you have. Once you learn to walk in what you already have. I'm talking about the righteousness. The scepter is the righteousness,
yes,
of God, of the kingdom. He said, walk in it. Now, I'm an apostolic anointing as a teacher. I take the little finger, and if I can get in your ear for just a few minutes, we're going to see something about the kingdom of God. God never did anything without repeating. Even when he made the animals, he said, after his kind.
Yes.
Even when he planted the trees, he said, after his kind.
Yes.
It had to be fruit bearing.
Yes.
So he didn't call Jesus, right?
No.
In the beginning was the word.
word was with him to quit there. It had to be something after his kind.
Yes.
And so he made us in his image.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. To do what? Reproduce after his kind.
Yes.
Oh, his glory God. To God.
Yes.
He put the kingdom in us that the kingdom would do what? Reproduce.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come on.
That's yes, sir. Yes.
Yes.
So the kingdom of God is in us that we will reproduce him.
That's it.
Oh, come.
That's it.
Now you have a king in this world.
Yes.
A king rule. Dumb land. People. King. Land, people, dominion. You know, you don't have a kingdom without a king.
Yeah, right.
You don't have a kingdom without people. You don't have a kingdom without land. You don't have a kingdom without dominion. You don't have a kingdom without sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a kingdom without power.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
But he put us here to reproduce him.
Yes.
So I'm a king.
Come on.
With power.
Come on.
With dominion.
Yes.
I'll talk to
him. Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Creative ability.
Yes.
Amen.
Righteousness.
Yes.
That he fulfilled and gave me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my position.
Right.
Come on.
Now I have to walk it out.
Yes.
I have to allow him to work it out.
Yes.
Work it in me.
Yes.
Work it out me. Oh, come on, talk with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it like the preachers. The preachers used to tell us, talk to him, and I won't be up here long. Oh, so your throne, oh God, here it is, the red writer. Now God is calling his son God. Have you ever asked him why? As the mediator, he was appointed. As the king, he was exalted.
Yes. Yes.
As the king, he was exalted.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Now God is saying, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness. You don't just visit righteousness. You love it. Right? In the scepter, you love it. And I want you to look at these qualities here now. These characteristics. You love righteousness. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Uprightness. Right standing with God. You hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness.
Yes.
Above your fellows.
Yes.
How could he anoint? God has anointed.
Amen.
Your God.
Yes.
Hear the Father now.
Yes.
He's calling the Son.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Why? How could that happen? Let's move on quickly. He gave God perfect, Christ Jesus, perfect equality with him.
Yes, he did.
The word of the Lord tells us that he was equal with him.
Yes.
He thought it not robbery. Right?
Yeah.
God gave him that authority.
Yes, he did.
But there were some things that he had to go through, as Minister Carroll was talking. There was some perfection that needed to be worked out. Jesus even learned obedience by the things he suffered.
Yes.
He got, he received those crowns. And I understood everyone you were talking about that the Lord gave you. He received them because he suffered.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He fulfilled righteousness.
Yes.
He didn't do it grudgingly.
He
endured the cross. He looked beyond the cross and he looked at the joy.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
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 Because we're all in situations. We all have circumstances in our lives. Can we look beyond the cross and see the solution, which is Jesus Christ himself?
Yes.
Jesus is the real divinity of the Father. He could be called God by the Father because he loved righteousness. He was a man of integrity. He had virtue.
Yes.
He had uprightness and purpose, thought and action.
Oh, yeah.
Or when you read it, go to Hebrews 1. Turn to Hebrews 1. Something about the teacher, like what it is. And we're going to start reading at the 8th verse. Isn't it ironic? In Psalms, you have almost the exact scripture. Here it is in the Old Testament. We have this scripture.
Yes.
Now we are in Hebrews, the New Covenant. And we have this scripture.
Yes.
Now, but as to the Son, are you reading it there with me? He says to him, your throne, O God, is forever and ever,
yes,
to the ages of ages. And the scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of absolute righteousness, of justice and straightforwardness. You have loved righteousness. You have delighted in integrity,
yes,
virtue, uprightness,
yes,
purpose,
yes,
thought, and action. And you have hated lawlessness, injustice, and iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God. Has anointed you with the oil of exuberant joy. Why? Because now I have someone that's reflecting my image.
Yes.
That's reflecting my kingdom. Your kingdom come. That's reflecting the scepter of righteousness.
Yes.
Now I have another. I have duplicated myself. Now my son is the image of me.
Yes.
And now I can call him God because he's reflecting God.
Yes.
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 That is the whole purpose of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Jesus said, you greater work shall you do because I go to my Father.
Yeah.
He didn't mean we were going to do something he had never done.
Yeah.
He meant that I'm going to put my kingdom in each one of my saints.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm going to disperse my kingdom to the north, to the south,
yeah,
to Belize, to Africa, to wherever. Then I'm going to send my kingdom there. And my kingdom is going to make a difference.
Yes.
Yes.
Why? Because of the reflection of me.
Come on. Yeah.
Why? Because it's walking in my integrity,
yeah,
in my righteousness,
yeah,
that I fulfill, in my peace.
Yeah.
Why? Because it has no injustice.
Come on.
He said, now I did it with my son. Now I can call him God.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Now I can say, you are my son, and I'm going to crown you. Because you're my son.
Yes.
He is not waiting for us to die and go to heaven to up.
Oh
no, he's crowning us every time we obey him. He's crowning us every time we reflect his image. It's a crown.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Wear your crown.
Come on.
Shake your crown.
Yes.
Turn your crown.
Yes.
Fix your crown. You wear it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I wear my crown.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because why? He's crowning me.
Come on.
Because I am a reflection of his image.
Yes,
if I'm in the kingdom, if I'm walking in his fulfilled righteousness,
yes,
a part of the kingdom. Let's move on. So he said, now I've done that with my son. Now I'm not satisfied.
All right.
Because the kingdom of God,
all right,
is in now.
Uh-huh.
Every belief.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So, and how do we know when we are the sons of God?
Mm-hmm.
Those that are led, right, by the Spirit,
yeah,
of God.
Come on.
So if the Holy Spirit dwells in us,
yes,
and it does, and we are led by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we are sons.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm a son.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm an heir.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, I'm
an heir. Yes.
And my father wears a crown.
Come on.
Yes.
And he gave me a crown.
Yes.
Amen.
Why? Because he never does anything just once.
All right.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
So he wants me, you, I, everybody in his image.
Uh-huh.
I came to change you.
Yes.
To put another God here on earth. What you said? No, that's not. No, I'm not blaspheming. That's not blaspheming.
Uh-huh.
Because he told his disciples, what was that? Was that Philip? Says, show us the Father.
Show us the Father.
And he said, Philip, have you been with me so long?
Yes.
You don't know.
You don't know. Come on. Come on.
When you've seen the Father, you've seen me. When I see you, I'm supposed to see him.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God. Because we're supposed to be the image of him. Glory to God.
Yes.
It didn't stop with Jesus.
Yes.
No. It didn't stop with him.
It did?
No, it didn't.
He said, I have chosen a people.
All right.
I've chosen you.
Yes.
Chosen you.
Yes.
Put my kingdom in you.
Yourself.
Put my kingdom in you.
Come on.
Yes.
And now I said, I disperse my kingdom.
All right.
Yes.
Take me here.
Come on.
Take me to the east.
Yes.
Take me to the west.
Yes.
Take me to the north.
Yes.
And when they see you, they'll see me.
Come on.
Even the word of Jesus said that I speak,
yes,
they're not my words.
Mm.
They're the word of God. That's the reason why he said, you have authority and dominion in you.
Mm.
Yeah. Huh? So I'm walking around with a kingdom in me, but I have no power.
Mm.
The only way, and the only reason I don't have power is I don't know who's in me.
Oh,
that's
come
right.
On.
Come on, man.
Yes, it's in you.
The only reason I don't operate in power is because I think it's me.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
I didn't accept the fulfilled righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
So he won't ask. Go with me to, I tell you what, go up to Hebrews 1 to the third verse. Let's read the third verse. I like the scriptures to talk. Okay, the third verse. Who being the brightness of his glory? Now he's talking about Jesus, right?
Yes.
He's the brightness of who?
His glory.
Whose glory?
God.
God.
Yes.
He is the brightness of God's glory. When I look at Jesus, I see God's glory.
Come on.
Yes.
He shines. God's glory shines through him.
Yes.
God's glory is supposed to shine through us.
Yes.
Yes.
When they see us, they're supposed to see the brightness of his glory.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so he said, now, Here's Jesus, brightness of his glory, the express image. Of his person.
Yes.
Not a shadow. Not an illusion. His express image. Identical twin. Same DNA.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
it.
That's it.
Same DNA.
Yes.
He, she is my express image.
Come on.
So God says, here it is, Jesus, express image of his person, and upholding
all things
by the word of his power.
Yes.
When he had by himself purged our sins,
yes,
and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Paid the price, purged our sins, sat down.
Yes.
Jesus came, fulfilled our righteousness, and said, now you are seated with me in heavenly places.
Yes.
Did it again.
Amen.
I couldn't go there on my own, but he took me.
All right.
Why? Because he put the key.
Yes.
He will not deny his kingdom.
Yes.
His kingdom shall never end. His kingdom is forever and ever. If his kingdom is in me, oh yes it is. He said, now I came to fulfill righteousness. When I finished my work, Gloria, I took a seat at the right hand of the power. It said the right hand of the power of God.
Yes.
When I paid your sin debt, Gloria, I gave you a seat with me in heavenly places. I'm talking about kingdom work.
That's it.
Talking about kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He did it again.
Yes, he did.
And now he's in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, now I have to work the same image in my children.
Yes.
The same image. You said, why am I going through this, God? Why am I going around this mountain again? I have to work my image. See, I gave it to you as a position. Now, I have to do what we do to go. I have to put it in the fire. I have to get the jaws.
Yes.
Because I have to shine it up. I have to take the residue away. Because you have to have, you are my son, my daughter. You have to have my express image. So you're wondering what is it all about? I come for everything that's keeping you from exemplifying my image.
Yes.
As we get, come, let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:18. I call you God because you are my image. I call you my son because you are led by my spirit.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 3:18. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything else?
Yes.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And all of us with unveiled face, because we continued to behold in the word of God, God. Oh, follow me tonight. Mm-hmm. Follow the word of the Lord. As in a mirror. Why do we look in the mirror? We want to see what we look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? As in a mirror, he says, let me get my place here. Okay, here I am. The glory of the Lord are constantly being transfigured, you and I, into his very own image.
Yes.
In ever increasing splendor. And from one degree of glory to another.
Yes.
Yes.
Not lost for words. One degree of glory to another.
Yes.
One that God has for you. There's been glory. But not like it's going to be. It's a different degree.
Ephesians 4:24.
What is the kingdom about? The kingdom about replication. The kingdom is about duplication. God never did anything just once. Oh, come on. Everything repeated itself. Everything had to multiply. Everything had to I hear you, Holy Ghost. He said even the fig tree that had leaves on it but didn't have no fruit, I cursed it.
That's right.
But everything had to multiply. Everything had to do something. God called us in this earth to multiply.
Yes, yes.
To replenish.
Yes.
To take dominion.
Yes.
That's kingdom work.
Yes.
How can you take dominion over something if you're not a king? How can you rule if you're not a king?
Right.
How can you speak? And the Bible says you'll have what you say if you're not a king.
Come on.
When a king speaks, the king has what they want.
That's right.
Right?
Right? Yeah. How can we do that if we're not a king?
Come on.
Right. Okay. And so he said in Ephesians 4 and 24, you there and I'm not there. Okay, Ephesians 4 and 24. I have some pages, so we're just going to pause, okay? And put on, and well, now I'm not going to read all the scripture for the sake of time. And he constantly renewed in the spirit of, and be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Put on the new nature, right?
Yeah.
The regenerate self created in whose image? God's image. Right? God-like. In true righteousness and holiness.
Yeah.
The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of the kingdom. And God said, Gloria, we hear a lot of teaching on the kingdom, but not the principles of the kingdom.
All right, come on.
All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on.
If I don't know how to operate a thing, if I don't know how to live it, if I don't know the rules, I have something I don't know how to use. How many of you bought a new car lately? How many of you used all the gas? You had to take the book, right? You had to learn. You had to look in the book, push that button. Look in the book, push another button. Look in the book, push another button. And you said, oh, that's what this is for. Right? You had to learn how the car operate, right?
Right, yes.
You have the new car. It's in your possession. But you don't really know what you have until you learn how to operate.
That's true.
So it is in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Come on.
We have everything in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
We have dominion. We have authority. We have all of that. But we don't know the principles.
Come on.
The word of God worked by principles.
Yes.
You know, I said, well, let me give you this. The principle is a law of fact of nature that explains how something worked. It's a law of fact of nature. It explains how something works. So God said, the kingdom is in me, right? When I receive him.
Yeah.
Big deal. What is the kingdom? How does it work?
Yeah.
What makes this work?
Come on.
Faith.
Faith. I can't have faith in something I don't know.
Come on. Come on.
That's true. Yes. Right. You don't know.
I told our members at Rhema last Sunday, I don't care who prophesied to you that God is fixing to give you millions. Mm-hmm. If you're not a giver, you're not in that.
No, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You're not in it because he's not going to prophesy against his word.
Right.
I mean, he's not going to go against his word.
Right.
Okay? So there's a principle that I have to work if I want money, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a principle in the kingdom of God. We read, we have hundreds of books written on principles. I was reading a book the other day, 13 principles of how to be successful. 13 principles. But I say, God, you are right. I have never, and don't write that book, it's mine. I have never read a book on the 13 principles or the principles of the kingdom. I have a kingdom in me, the kingdom of God. The king is in me.
Yes, he is.
The God is in me. But I don't know how to operate. I didn't say you, I said I. Okay? Let me give you this, because I have to cut the time. Let me give you this. I do have some words for some people. I wrote down just a few. And my God. So the first thing I have to do is I have to become a citizen, a part of the kingdom.
That's right.
And that's through accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior. Right?
All right. Yeah.
Now, once I'm in the kingdom, I've got to obey the king.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, right. If I don't obey the king, nothing else works in the kingdom.
Right?
The next thing I have to do is to believe the king.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a principle.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Then whether I like the king or not, right? I have to love the king. The principle of God said I have to love him with all of my heart.
Yes.
With all of my soul.
Yes.
With all of my mind.
Yes.
Yes, man.
So if I don't love him, how I expect to get what the kingdom of God said? Another principle of the kingdom, I have to forgive.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a big one.
See, this kingdom is not the kingdom of the world. Come on.
That's right.
Yes.
This kingdom is the kingdom of God.
Yes. Amen.
That's right.
He tells me.
Yes.
So if I don't forgive, nothing works for me in the kingdom.
Right.
Because I will not be forgiven.
Right.
That's right.
So we have saints that saved and not and walking in unforgiveness, and nothing is working in the kingdom.
Come on.
You missed the principle.
Yes.
You have the kingdom in you with no power because you have unforgiveness.
Yes.
Come on.
Hello.
Amen. So your scepter is not working. Mm-hmm. You can point it all you want to. Because the scepter of righteousness.
Yes. That's good.
That's good. So I'm wondering, why am I being blessed? Why are my prayers not being answered? Why are my kids are acting up? I'm walking in unforgiveness. So I'm praying, but my prayer, my scepter, which is my prayer can be my scepter, right? That's Jesus Christ. That's the main
one.
Yeah. He said, go and pray that prayer. Search me, Lord, and know my ways. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be a wicked way in me. Change me. Lead me to life of the Lord. That's a king.
Come on.
Then what about the other one? It says, you know what you have to do? Love that hateful neighbor as yourself.
Oh, Lord, help us, Lord. Hateful
neighbor. Who is my neighbor? Maybe in the house with you. Love that your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
So if I can't love my neighbor, I have the kingdom in me. What is in it?
Come on. It's not my prayer.
I miss it.
Come on.
Now, God's not going to keep me out of the kingdom because I missed that person. He's just going to say, go around that mountain.
Come on. Get it right, daughter.
Go around. God, how long? Go. God, how long until that thing die?
Come on.
Remember? Those that did not believe, that did not operate in faith, did not enter the promised land. They kept walking until they died.
Yes, right? Yeah.
So he's going to keep us there. We as children.
Yes.
The kingdom is in us.
Amen.
So he's going to keep us. Right?
Right.
Well, another piece of the key. I must believe that whatever I ask the king for,
yes,
I have it before he even
grants.
I must believe that. I can never work the kingdom principle.
Come on.
I must trust the king.
Yes.
That he loves me so.
Yes.
Whatever decision he made is for my good.
Yes.
I must trust the king so much so. Until I'm not going to ask him for my needs. Because he promised to supply all my needs.
Yes.
I'm talking about kingdom.
Come on.
I'm talking about the world system. The world system says get it the best way you can. Talking about the kingdom of God.
Yes. Amen.
I must trust the king enough. I must trust him. I must trust him.
Yes.
He has authority.
Yes.
Yes.
No decree is greater than he.
No decree.
I must trust
him.
I hear you. Adam had to leave the garden because he allowed the natural kingdom to rule flesh. He didn't fool God. He didn't. Nothing's to come on God. I said, God, why are you putting him out of the garden? He only made one mistake. Why? He said, because he could not have dominion over what had taken dominion over him.
Hallelujah.
Adam didn't realize he was a spiritual kingdom and a natural kingdom. And God put him there to rule.
Yes.
To take dominion.
Yes.
To multiply. He didn't realize. What about us? Do we realize that we are kingdom? The kingdom of God is in us.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
And that we are to rule and reign.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You are to walk. We're not to ask him for what we need. The word of the Lord said, whatsoever things I desire when I pray.
Yes.
You see, I'm his child. Mm-hmm. He promised to feed. He promised to clothe.
Yes.
He didn't tell me to pray for my needs. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray.
That's well.
Believe.
Yes.
And you should have.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm a kingdom.
Come on.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Mm-hmm. Not see great. Why? Because I'm a kingdom.
Come on.
So we are in the kingdom.
Yes.
The kingdom is in us. And we are in the world kingdom.
Yes.
But yet we are letting the world system dominate us.
That's right.
Why? Because we don't know the authority. God says, speak it. Command it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You say, oh Lord, I can't command. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me this. Why did he let Adam name everything? And when Adam named it, he didn't change it, and he never named anything after Adam. Mm-hmm. Did you just understand? Mm-hmm. He said, Adam, whatever you call it, that's what it would be.
Come on.
Right.
He didn't change a thing Adam named.
Right.
And he didn't name anything else after Adam. He didn't give Adam the authority and take it back.
No.
Kingdom of God. I'm talking to each individual here tonight. Kingdom of God. Stand up with your scepter of righteousness.
Amen.
That God purchased through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And take your right authority.
Mm.
And decree unto it. Command it to come.
Yes.
Yes.
Because God has given us that authority.
Yes.
And we are praying and asking God to do it. He said, what is that in your mouth? What is that in your heart? What is not in the word of God, which is even in your mouth?
Yes.
Send it forth.
Yes.
It will not come back forth.
Yes.
It will accomplish that which
yes.
I
yes.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm waiting for you to speak it.
Come on.
Yes.
That's all I'm waiting for. You are my kingdom here on earth.
Yeah.
I've given you authority to rule.
Yeah.
Whatever you say and bind, I'll bind.
Yeah.
Whatever you loose, I'll loose.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
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 Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Get up. Let's rise.
Come on.
Take out.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I think tonight we need to decree some things. Don't you?
Yes.
I think tonight we need to send the word of God
yes.
and take care of some situations.
Yes.
I think that tonight that we need to not leave here the same way we came in.
Right.
I didn't know our conferences are great, but I'm like Minister Carolyn. I want impartation.
Yes, impartation.
Impartation is going to bring. God has given me a word to some of y'all, but I'm going to decree. Let me tell you something. My word is not greater than your word. Because he said, you decree a thing. You decree the light will shine upon it. It will be established. I'm not going to ask anybody what you decree. You know what's going on in your life. You know what you want to take authority. You already have authority over it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God said he'll back it up if you decree.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he will.
We have some music, some praise worship music. We have worship music.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You can do it silently. I'm about results. I don't think we ought to tickle people's ears. The word I won't go there. Yes, I will. The body of Christ have gotten used to cliches.
Yeah.
Yes. Living off of cliches.
Yes.
Yeah. The cliche is not even in the Bible.
Yes.
But we're living off of cliches. Cliche is just something that sounds good.
Come on
now. It hype you.
Yeah.
But you don't get results.
Come on now.
You don't get results. You don't hype me.
That's right.
Give me something to walk. Give me something I can use today, tomorrow, and the rest of my life.
Yes.
So decree, what's going on in your life? We're going to pray for you. God has blessed. This man of God has the gift of healing, and I know it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we will pray for you. We have to pray for you. Yeah. To pray for you. You need a healing in your body. Right now, your mouth needs to be open.
Yes.
You're going to have to open your mouth and speak, because he said,
whatsoever you say.
You have to say.
Yes.
Power in your words in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
You're going to have to say. Yes. If you need a healing, if you need finances, if you, whatever, you know your case.
Yes.
If your marriage need healing, if your children need saving, whatever the case,
yes.
God said decree.
Forever.
You a king.
Yes, you are.
You a king.
Yes.
Kingdom of God is on the inside. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Father, as your people speak, as they take authority, as they walk in the position that you have given, as they decree, oh God, we thank you because you gave us that privilege, you gave us that right, you gave us that authority to speak, and not shout in our hearts. What we say shall come to pass. We shall have whatsoever we say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But come on. Let's go in. Let's enter in. Let's let him hear. When the children of Israel was in bondage, then he cried unto God. God told Moses, I've heard the cry of my children. He hears your cry. He needed a voice. Part of him is in you. He's in you. He hears your cry. Kingdom talking to kingdom. Kingdom talking to kingdom. Just as God called his son God. Because he was expressing the image of him.
Yeah.
Kingdom, talking to kingdom.
Come on.
Talk to your father. Talk to your king. Talk to your king. Talk to your king. Talk to your king. Tell your king. I don't know how many trips you've made to the States, but you're fixing to make more. You're coming back more often. I heard a building. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. A building. Amen. It's for a greater work. It's for a greater work. You may have a building now, but that's not one. It's more. It's larger. It's a greater work. And the Lord said, don't worry about funds or how it's going to be done. I also hear the word training, that there need to be training and ministers. And I see a room, and in the room are benches, I don't know, around a wall. I don't know what that represents. Maybe you know, but those benches are filled with ministers being trained from different parts of your area, your region, and sent back. And then God said, there's some more training for you that He wants you to get to carry back. So it's a divine plan of God, your connection. Here, God has more.
Yes, He does.
He just said, tell the pastor, speak more with Jesus. You pray a lot, but not for speaking. I've never met you. God said, He hear your voice. You pray a lot, but you don't do much decreeing. You don't do much speaking, commanding. Calling. God said, He's waiting on you to command, to speak with you. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank You for what You're doing in this life, in both their lives. We thank You for what You're about to do. We thank You that the anointing on his life, Father God, is increasing. And God, not only are You training him, but he's going to be a train of others. Father God, as they go forth and go back to their areas, God, they will go back increasing every area of their life. Because You desire to do something. You desire to do it. You desire to do a mighty work. And You desire that they walk in the kingdom of God and that they operate in the presence of God. And Father God, I thank You because You have them here tonight, that they're receiving something that's impacting their lives and changing their lives and going to take them to another place in their life. And we give You praise for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.